Ballots are now being distributed to the polling stations nationwide as Italy prepares for its general elections this weekend. Opinion polls are showing that Pier Luigi Bersani, leader of the Democratic Party, with almost zero name recognition outside of Italy, is the man most likely to win Italy's elections. He's polling ahead of former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi and incumbent Mario Monti. For more on the forthcoming election and its impact on Italy's politics and its economy, CRI's Zheng Chengguan spoke earlier with Maurizio Ferreira, professor of social policy at State University of Milan in Italy.
How would you assess Monti's performance over the past year?
I have a very positive assessment of Mr. Monti's performance, although there wasn't really a boost in the economy, and that's precisely the problem. Most of his policies were cuts, but he also had to raise some taxes, so the economy suffered during his tenure. Restructuring the economy through liberalization, through labor market reform. These reforms take a little time to reflect themselves into higher economic growth. So growth will come, but has not come so far, and this is why Monti is having a hard time in winning the popular consent that he deserves.
We understand that Berlusconi has been at the center of various legal proceedings in recent years. Why do you think that Berlusconi is performing so well politically in spite of so many controversies surrounding him?
Because he's making populist pre-electoral promises. He has promised to abolish a tax on property, especially housing property, that he himself had introduced prior to the fall of his government and the coming of Monti. Mm-hmm. So Monti couldn't do anything but implement the reform that Berlusconi himself has introduced, Berlusconi is using in order to win vote. So he's basically proposing to reduce taxes and even to give back taxes without actually being clear about how he will be able to balance the budget and comply with the European Union budgetary and fiscal requirements.
What appears to Italian voters about Bersani, and many people have hoped that if Bersani is elected, he can form a coalition government with Mr. Monti. That would be the best possible scenario for this election. Do you think so?
I certainly agree. One possible scenario is that Bersani's coalition will not be self-sufficient in the Senate, which is, you know, what is necessary in order to form a single coalition government. So he will have to ask to Monti's coalition to join with him in the Senate. This would have positive effects on government stability because there will be a coalition with a majority in parliament that can hopefully last for 5 years.
Maurizio Ferreira, professor of social policy at the State University of Milan, Italy, speaking with CRI's Zheng Chengguan.